Hello, gerbil lovers. Kevin the Gerbil here, bringing you Rat Boo number 2 from Hollywood, California. Yeah, all right, Kev. I'll do the intro. Remember who's the star? You are, Roland. Sorry, Roland. Thank you, Kevin. Right, hello, Rat fans. Roland Rat Superstar at your service. Your cuddly, adorable, very own rodent superstar here again with the soft, dulcet tones of a Janie arse, gracing the web with another little audio package. Yesterday, we were in Vegas. Today, it's the Hollywood Hills. Well, deep below them in Rat Cave 2, of course. As you all know, I write a lot of Obama's speeches, and last week I got into deep water because he rang and asked me to write something about Washington in August and September and how they can get awkward over the summer months. I couldn't think of a speech that would work for him, and then Kev sticks his nose in and suggests something. Kev, come here. Tell him what you suggested.
Yes, Roland. I suggested wee-weed up as a funny phrase that would get Mr. Obama a laugh at the Organising America Forum. And he did get a big laugh indeed.
Yeah, shall we hear my personal friend the President read your speech? Of course, he didn't know you'd written it. He thought it was one of mine, as usual. However, your stupid speech has caused endless debate, because no one knows what it means, Kevin. Play the speech, please.
There's something about August going into September where everybody in Washington gets all wee-weed up.
You see? He had a big laugh on that.
Yes. Yes, well, he's not a stand-up comedian, Kevin, is he? He's the President of the United States. And wee-weed up is not befitting his status. I told you we should never have submitted it.
Yes, Roland. Sorry, Roland. He did drop you an email to say the speech went down a storm.
That's not the point. The press didn't know what he was talking about. This is America, Kevin, not Leeds. You might use wee-weed up in Leeds, and no one bats an eyelid. But you don't get the President reading out stupid phrases like that. The media lynched him over that. I was mortified.
But he did say in the email afterwards he loved your speech and looked forward to many more.
Let me see that, Kevin. Why haven't you shown me this?
Well, I wrote the speech, not you, so indirectly he was thanking me.
You little crawler, he's my friend, not yours. Go and email that mindless idiot Mandelson. He's more on your wavelength. Leave Barack to me, thank you very much. He would not be in the White House now if I hadn't written all his earlier speeches. Remember that one on Independence Day? Let us not forget, fellow Americans, the British may have given us the English language, but we gave them Hannah Montana. Now that got a standing ovation, that did. That was a classic, and now I hold my head in shame that I submitted wee-weed up to my close personal friend and pretended I'd thought of it. He believed me. I really think I'm going to have to pack this writing presidential speech lark in. It's too stressful.
He said at the end of the email, Roland, that as wee-weed up got so much coverage, he's prepared to double your fee for the next speech.
Giddy dear. Oh, well. Yeah, well, that's different then, isn't it? Well, we're back in business, aren't we?
I thought you were going to pack it in 2 minutes ago.
Well, not now he's doubling me fee, you brainless gerbil. Get me rat pen and some roller rat notepaper. I feel a classic speech coming on.
Yes, Roland.
Sorry about this, rat fans. I've got to go. When I write, the written word flows onto the page like effluent down a sewage pipe. Oh, it's beautiful, it is. Yeah. Oh, no. Who's that, Kev? Have a look. See who it is.
Oh, it's Tom Cruise.
This is over Brad Pitt calling Valkyrie a ridiculous movie. Hello, Tom. Yeah, I know it was unfair. Yeah, I've always said, and you know it, that Valkyrie was one of the funniest films since Carry On Up the Khyber. Yeah, when you wore that eye patch, it was a touch of pure comic genius. Just put the phone down on me. A 3'6" Scientologist has just dared to put the phone down on a living legend. Kev, delete him from my iPhone.
A bit rude, Roland.
Kevin, you're a waste of space.
Sorry, Roland.